You can always text us 502-795-1997. Our listener, who's dubbed himself the Tattooed Mexican, says, Buenos dias, BNK. thank you. Thank you very much. Anyways, says, heard your What Is Your Quirk segment from last week.
Uh-huh.
So he goes ahead and says, here's mine, because my wife, who is a listener, says...
Oh, Amber down the street.
Yeah, says this isn't normal for a guy, because when she introduces him to her friends, all they see is a 6'6", 280-pound tattooed Mexican with resting bee face. Basically an unapproachable-looking demeanor. So he's all like, when my wife tells people that I have this quirk, they don't see me as that kind of person anymore. He says, my clothes hung up by color. Long okay. sleeves with long sleeves, short yes. sleeves with short sleeves.
That makes me happy.
Fold my clothes like they do at department stores.
Yes.
Color coordinated in my dresser.
Extra credit points.
Boxer briefs, white yes. undershirts, socks yes. separated by color and size.
Oh, wow.
Tube socks go with the tube socks.
Yes.
Ankle socks, separated all again by color.
Wow.
Also rotate that. So when he does laundry, he says, the recently washed clothes go to the back, and I yes. bring last week's unused to the front, so they all get worn wow. in order, all by color.
This is all an OCD dream.
Then he says, but wait, there's more. I also separate my work clothes from my good clothes. Work boxer shorts, socks, undershirts to the right, good clothes to the left. Everything needs to be worn evenly.
That is outstanding.
I will say,
outstandingly rare. The organizational, the thought behind the organization, that is just over the moon stellar. I commend you.
You said it. When you said that is OCD's dream right there.
Yes, it
because
is.
I feel like that is the case. I did used to have like work clothes, school clothes, things like that, like school clothes and play clothes. Basically, yeah. the play clothes were school clothes until I wore holes in the knees and
sure.
got them so dirty that, you know, the stains didn't come out. And so,
yeah.
you know, my mom was like, all right, those are your play clothes. You got to change into your play clothes.
Yes.
Now. But
I've kind of done that with my son's closet, like school clothes are kind of in this section. You got your hoodies in this section, your short sleeve polos in this section. And so I've kind of done that. And with me, I'll kind of group the same colors together and like the same kinds of like the short sleeves are kind yeah. of next to each other, the long sleeves. Like I didn't necessarily set out, but that's kind of how it ended
how
up.
How it wound up being that way.
So like, this system right here is just... That is gold.
That's next level. That is next level.
That is next level goals.
I will say that between my wife and I am the more organized when it comes to closet than she is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like two people will find each other, fall in love, and get married, and one of them will be a, hey, let's just cram everything into the... into
sure.
drawers, no rhyme or reason. There'll be shorts in one, underwear in one, and then in another one, shirts, and then other types of shirt. They'll just be in all other different types of places.
How and, do you find things like that, though?
Right. Well, she has a system and it works, I guess. So,
okay.
The only thing that I do is I just keep like my running stuff separate.
Yeah.
But everything else is like I've got just, but not by color. My roommate, one of my great friends who I roomed with for a long time, he did do that too. He had by color, like almost like a color palette going from dark blues to greens to, you know,
wow.
and it would, you know, you could see it in his closet.
That makes my heart so happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll tell you, each couple, I think they bring different strengths to the relationship.
Yeah.
Your strength is being more organized with your clothes and her, but she might be a little better than you in other areas of the household chores.
Well, I mean, she's a lot better than me in a lot of areas of the household chores.
Like, for instance, I'm not a big cook, but I clean after every meal.
Okay. See, there you go.
So we balance.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
So anyways, thank you to the Tattooed Mexican. Yes, that is a quirk that we are all kind of in awe about.
I mean, it is just, if you could just send pictures of your closet, that would be amazing.
Kelly wants pictures of everything. Like, she literally wants pictures of everything.
I do.
Like, back up anything you say with a picture. I want to see it all.
Research purposes.
Sure.